There is no escaping mobility in IT today. More and more users tap into our systems and networks from outside the enterprise's walls. The devices are so ingrained and ubiquitous that it's hard to remember a time without smartphones, tablets, or laptops. But IT too often does not make mobile an integral part of its strategy. And Gartner analyst David Smith says that has to change now. David is a research vice president and Gartner fellow. He is also a lead author of the new Gartner special report, The Mobile Imperative: Mobile Application Strategies and Architecture. Hi, I'm Scott Smith, host of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. I'm indeed joined now by David Smith, who is on the phone from his office in New Hampshire. David, welcome. So let's go right to the title of the special report, The Mobile Imperative. Why is mobile now an imperative for enterprises?
Well, really, all you have to do is look and see what's changed dramatically in just the last few years as smartphones have become the norm and tablets have eaten into traditional PCs. Everybody wants everything wherever they are, and that means mobile. And most of what people have been doing in IT for the past 10, 20 years really hasn't taken that into account. So it is a huge imperative on the part of most of our clients at this point to get their arms around this.
As you say, most are bringing in mobile now, have brought in mobiles, obviously, some way, shape, or form. What are the benefits that we're still not tapping into either fully or even not at all that mobile offers us?
Well, mobile offers the ability for people to work wherever they are. I think there's a misconception about mobility that it's all about the devices that people use. It's really about the people themselves. It's the people that are mobile, and they want to be able to do their work, and their work is changing too, by the way, but they want to be able to do what they need to do wherever they are with whatever is appropriate for them to use. So if that means a traditional PC when they're in the office, that's part of it. If it means that they need to be able to bring information and the ability to interact with it and to make decisions based on it wherever they are and access devices that they may not own or that they may own themselves as opposed to the corporation owning them, those are the kinds of environments that need to be taken into account. And in terms of the benefits, I think the benefits are pretty amazing in terms of what people can do when they're empowered with information and the ability to make decisions.
How prepared would you say organizations are today to truly take advantage of the mobile applications and architectures that you discuss in the report?
Well, that varies a lot. It's very difficult to make generalizations about organizations. I'd say those that have been out in front of architectural decisions that modularize things like service-oriented architecture and the kinds of things that employ separation of different pieces of applications and data, they're in a better position to be able to do it. Those who started doing mobile, in some cases, may be better positioned, but a lot of times those first forays into mobile were done as one-off kinds of things, specialized, not necessarily or at all integrated into existing systems and people. So some of those efforts may end up being throwaways.
You mentioned, for instance, there's the challenge of getting people to think about it the right way, that it's not the devices per se, but the mobility that those devices in this afford us. What are the biggest challenges that you see out there right now to companies when it comes to mobile?
Probably the biggest challenge that people have is that there's in the race to deal with mobile. People say, what's your mobile strategy? And then they go off and try to create something that is a mobile strategy that is not integrated into the rest of the organization's IT strategies. What we don't need and what we don't want are more stovepipes. We don't want to reinvent more wheels. We don't want to create parallel universes and duplicate efforts. What we want to do is integrate the requirement for mobility into what we're already doing. But that doesn't mean that we need to not change what we're doing. We need to change what we're doing. We need to do things in such a way that doesn't preclude us from being able to take advantage of new things like mobility. So we're not saying that everything needs to change on one end. It needs to change throughout.
The focus of the report, again, is mobile applications and architectures. And certainly, as you alluded to, there's a wide variety depending on the organization, depending on need, size, and so forth. What are some of the steps you recommend organizations take to determine the right mobile approach for their organization?
Well, you'll often hear about approaches that go by names like mobile first. And while the idea behind mobile first, I think, is noble, it's the idea to tell people, don't think desktop first anymore, think people first, which means mobile, because that's where the people are. And in order to do that, doesn't mean that you jump in and start designing iPhone apps tomorrow. What it means is you put together a strategy that takes into account all of the devices and all of the interaction environments. And yes, you don't want to be thinking desktop first, so you do want to be thinking maybe mobile first, but not that way, but more along the lines of multi-channel, multi-device, making sure that your back end and your architecture and all of what you do supports the reuse and applicability and efficient, taking advantage of all that's gone before, as well as what's going to be added to it that needs to be done in a way that isn't going to be, again, that parallel universe.
David, obviously we're just touching the surface here with this discussion, but the report itself, the special report from Gartner, is very in-depth, very wide-reaching. Could you tell us more about the special report?
Well, the special report is going to be in two parts. There's the first section that's going to be coming out early in the year, and a second one later in the year. And both of them are going to be looking at various aspects of mobility. I'd say the first one is going to be looking more at some of the technologies that people are using, the whole issue of mobile versus HTML5 versus native and hybrid approaches, as well as some of the strategic decisions that people are making. Whereas the second one will be focused a little more on the actual applications that people are using. But together, they're meant to be the beginning of a larger body of research that Gartner will be producing on mobility.
What would that larger body entail? Do you have a preview of some of the elements that we expect to see in there?
It would be largely a continuation of how mobility continues to permeate what people are looking to do. I think we'll be focusing on things like how to leverage existing assets. A lot of organizations have skills and assets in place for the previous world. They have experience in the programming world with things like Java and .NET and web. And those things can play a role in where we're going. We're not trying to say everybody needs to throw out everything they're doing and start over again. So we're going to focus a little bit more on how to bring those skills to bear in the mobile world. We're going to be talking more about the kinds of scenarios that are enabled by mobility and how mobile, as part of the nexus of forces, which includes cloud, social, and information, is empowering next generation of innovation.
David, thank you very much. David Smith is a research vice president and Gartner fellow. He is also a lead author of the new Gartner special report, The Mobile Imperative, Mobile Application Strategies and Architecture, which is now available on Gartner.com. And you can hear more of my conversation with David on the May edition of Talking Technology. Thank you.